From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Broward County's Elections Office says it will meet the deadline to recount votes for Senator, Governor, and Agriculture Commissioner. Joseph D'Alessandro is the county's Director for Election Planning and Development. He says Broward is on track to finish counting all early votes, mail-in, and Election Day ballots.
We are looking to be completed sometime early in the morning.
The deadline to complete the recount for all county election departments is tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, outside Broward's elections office in Lauderhill, protests continued. Democratic State Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez criticized a state law that requires voters' ballot signatures to match their signatures on file with the state. If the signature doesn't match, the ballot can be disqualified.
To allow a supervisor of elections discretion to throw out some people's ballots because of signature mismatches, you know, that allows for voter suppression.
Catherine Grasshopper was at the protest. She says her vote wasn't counted because her signature didn't match.
Signatures never are a stagnant thing. And when you're expecting somebody to sign something over and over in a carbon copy, you're going to get discrepancies.
Linda Schoenberg says she's a registered Republican. She said election supervisor Brenda Snipes has not been transparent in the vote counting process.
I'm out here for the truth. And Brenda Snipes has proven that she cannot do the right thing.
This week, Snipes said she may not seek another term as election supervisor.